It came right back. I'd give him something to pep him up. So I immediately started taking and shooting pep pills. Eventually, I was taking 45 milligrams of the long-acting Benzedrine and 45 of the short-acting just to get out of bed in the morning. I took more through the day to increase the high and more to maintain it. When I overshot the mark, I'd take tranquilizers to level off. The pep pills affected my hearing at times. I couldn't listen fast enough to hear what I was saying. I'd think, I wonder why I'm saying that again. I've already said it three times. Still, I couldn't turn my mouth off. For the leveling off process, I just loved intravenous Demerol, but I found it hard to practice good medicine while shooting morphine. Following an injection, I would have to keep one hand busy scratching my constantly itching nose and would also have sudden uncontrollable urges to vomit. I never got much effect out of codeine and Percodan and the tranquilizers. However, for a period of time, I was injecting pentothal intravenously to put myself to sleep. That's the stuff used when the oral surgeon puts the needle in your vein and says, count to 10, and before you get to 2, you're asleep. Instant blackout was what it was, and it seemed delightful. I didn't feel I could lie in bed and squirt the stuff in my veins while my kids and wife stood around watching me, so I kept the drug in my bag, and the bag in the car, and the car in the garage. Luckily, the garage was attached to the house. In the garage, I would put the needle in my vein, and then try to figure out exactly how much medication to inject to overcome the pep pills while adding to